on me. Something's about out of gas. So Miss says to Bubba says, Miss says, Miss says, if you'll pull up the next service station, I'll go halves on the gas. So you can give him $3, you know, and Miss pull off on them off ramps, you know, and how they got the service station and the highest things in town are them stations on the side, you know, interstate. They pull up and he pulled up the tank, you know, and told him in it. So he put $6 worth in, you know, start putting it in. So he didn't know the price on the thing, so he got out. Now, Mr. driver, so Bubba was sitting here, and Mr. got out and walked over to the thing. He happened to notice the gas price. He told that son, he was just cussing. Shut them tanks on. See, he's going to put another drop in there. And I don't think he put 40, 50 cents in there, you know. That's about all he had time to pump. He got in that, he paid him well, a little bit it was, and got in that truck and took off. And they were way up the road. He said that thing had been sitting on empty before they went up the thing. He said he's shaking the whole time coming on because he knew he was going to run out. He said the bad part, man, never did give him the money back. It's $3 or nothing. He's a bird, though. Y'all just, I wish Mr. Huff still had the story. He went out there and stood around listening on him. He's talking about, running moonshine and, you know, and the revenue's trying to catch him. And, jump like that. Uh-huh. Boy, it was crazy people. They had a good time though. I like that. I like listening to them. But what it is, they had so little, they had to make the most of what they had. You know, like now you got so many different things you can do. Mm-hmm. Well, back then I assume they didn't have that much, you know, that much. So they made the most of what they had.
Right.
The best way they could.
Right.
So I guess the things you do, you know. The Mr. used to get out there and hook his car up to the back of the plow and plow the field.
With his car?
With his car. get the man to drive his car, he'd get behind him with a plow. He'd strap it up like he had it hooked to a mule.
Uh-huh.
And I used to see him sit out there plowing a field with a mule. But he'd stick it to his car. And I don't think he knew what oil was. He'd pull that stick out any time. There wasn't a drop of oil on that thing. Daddy used to get it, put it in there for him, because not that he couldn't or wouldn't do it, he just figured he'd go for days without it.
Got to have your daddy to put it in.
Right. And he's a bird, though, I swear. There's old Dave. Now, Dave had a club foot, and Dave always walked around with a cane. Now, he was about the only nigger in the neighborhood, you know. Mm-hmm. That's what I knew. I never saw a nigger until I went to the service, other than Dave. I mean, I knew they were around. But I never had nothing to do with or talk to. Uh-huh. I mean, he was the only one I had to talk to. When you go down to the store at the bottom of the hill, they had a little country store down there. He'd be down there, you know, going to get groceries or something, you know. And that I'd get to say hey to him and all, but that's the only way I ever talked to one. Other than that, other than seeing him, I didn't know, I never spoke to one during the service.
Mm-hmm.
So, I remember old Dave one day, Mr. said something to him. Dave said something back to him. Mr. said, pulled out his knife and opened it and told him he was going to cut his damn throat, you know. They picked that, because he had a cane, you know. He picked that cane up, hit him across the head, and fell over in a ditch. These are old men now.
Uh-huh.
And they're fighting away, you know. And I said, I couldn't believe it. You know, like, I shouldn't say it, but, you know, like Mr. he was castrated.
Hmm.
And he had cancer, is what it was. And what it is not too many people know it. You know, his daughter told me.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened, I assumed that how he got it was like this. He used to tell me a long time ago, he used to fool around all these whores up on the hill, you know, these wealthy girls, mm-hmm. you know. But see, he was a young man. He was making, at that time, good money. And he always had a new car. They loved that, you know.
Uh-huh.
And he'd pick them up like it was nothing. He's probably the only one around with the car, really, except for older people. And he said he'd be riding around, you know, picking them up. And he caught